The remedy. What's underneath the situation you don't realize? So let's examine with a critical eye. Put on your glasses and let it magnify the truth that lies hidden under all those lies. Cause everybody has nobility, and if you look beyond what your eyes can see, you'll see they're just like you and me. And now I'm giving you the remedy.
Welcome to the Remedy Podcast. This podcast is a project of Web Squared, a North Carolina nonprofit that works to increase wealth for Black businesses through connection, network, and opportunity. Our host is Stephanie Terry, the executive director of Web Squared, and our co-hosts are associate director Rennie Orr and myself, Mashala Salam. I am the media and production specialist. In this podcast, we hope to bring consciousness to the racial divide and speak on emerging new narratives about race. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you will enjoy the podcast.
Good morning.
You have such a sing-song voice, Stephanie. Welcoming everybody to our recording session.
I felt like singing this morning. I should take this piece of gum out of my mouth. Who's chews gum at 8:30?
I got some feedback on our podcast, and my friend's like, I just want to hear information. I don't really want to hear your banter. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but we're going to banter. That's our welcome and that's our opening.
Yeah, who just jumps to information? He or she, whoever said that, can turn to a government broadcast. Yeah.
Just watch the news. I said, we get into some deep stuff. You just have to be patient because we like to laugh and get ourselves warmed up in the morning.
Absolutely. So how's your week going? How's everybody's week going?
Yeah, my week is going good. Yeah, I've been asked to help out with, you know, children's classes and junior youth a lot recently.
Good, good, good. What about you, Rennie?
It's been good. I've been managing to get outside with some friends and do some hikes during the day. Like I'm finding that my work routine is really great. Like I love to work in the mornings and I get a lot done. And then by 1 o'clock, I'm like, I need to be outside. And so I'm finding some rhythm here, you know, like,
nice.
That it reminds me, we had this, program a while back with our Commonwealth meetings. And the guy was talking about finding your natural rhythm is going to help you get more productivity done. And I feel like that's what I'm discovering for myself as we do this work that we're doing.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't know, my calendar wasn't all synced this week. So I've been like, a meeting all week. It even happened just now this morning. So, but I'm good. Mm-hmm. So far, all the meetings have been fantastic.
That's good.
So anyway, what are we talking about today?
So before we start talking about what it is we're here to talk about today, Stephanie, we have a grand opening coming up of our like web boutique and thrift store.
Yes, we do. It's on Juneteenth. There's so much activities this Juneteenth here and out in little Pittsburgh, North Carolina. We've got our grand opening of our online boutique and thrift, and it's going to be a pop-up at our site where we have our office, our headquarters. So I'm excited about it. And if you are listening to us and you are in North Carolina and happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, come on down and check us out. I also have to do a shout out because once that Saturday, we're having a really big Juneteenth celebration with a sister organization that we work so much with named CORE, Chatham Organizing for Racial Equity. And there's going to be like bands and music and dancing. And there's even going to be a spades game. Can you believe that?
A what game?
Spades.
Oh, the card game?
Mm-hmm.
A tournament?
Yes.
I play spades.
Yeah, well, you need to come out. You need to come out. So it's going to be a lot of fun that Saturday. And then that Sunday, we're going to be hanging out at the plant. So definitely come and check us out. And guess what? Even if you are not local, you can go online to check out our store online. So
yeah, it's web. Fun. Yes, it's webboutique.com. And it's awesome. On our website at websquare.org.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing. And I'm excited. This will be my first Juneteenth celebration, by the way. I didn't know I could celebrate it, but I'm going to celebrate it with you all this year. You know, truthfully, I didn't even know about Juneteenth until like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So isn't that crazy?
You're not the only one, Rennie. And I still, if you know, I still have to unpack it. But there's some, really, it's some, probably we should talk about that one day. There's some interesting history about Juneteenth. There's a lot of history about it that I don't know. So we should probably invite someone on to talk about it. Because, you know, it started in Texas. Like it was something with the kidnapped and enslaved Africans in Texas not knowing the legislation that had passed or being kept from it or something around that. But yeah, I would like to learn more about it. I can't talk intelligently about it.
Challenge accepted. I will try to find a guest who will join us at 8:30 in the morning to talk about it. Maybe give us mystery in the next week or so.
That'd be great.
So, topic of the day.
We're still hanging out in this identity, right?
Yeah. So
I have a question for you, Rennie.
Sure.
When did you begin to develop like really know who you were, like who you are, not based on like your family saying who you are or your environment telling you who you are, but like, when did you start to like really just become your unique self?
Do you really want to know?
Seriously.
I would say it was like the pandemic, the first year of the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah, because like I was stripped away of everything. I'm living alone in a little house in North Carolina, and I lost my job. I lost my community. I couldn't reach out to like friends and stuff because everybody was hunkering down. Nobody was going out. And so I'm just here by myself for the most part. And that's when it's like started stripping away all of my previous identities and who people thought I was. I felt like I was like on a major spiritual, retreat, going back and replaying my history of who I was. And, it was really that first year of the pandemic because I was totally free from any influence for that year, I was just on my own.
Wow, that's interesting because when I think about it, I think I might have been this is when I was living in Florida. And again, I was away from everybody. And even when I had been away before, my family, especially like my mom, I would call her about everything. But at one point, I think maybe I had come back from North Carolina and I had made some decisions. I know what it was. I had made some decisions that my mom didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I still made them anyway. And I started to just like be more me, but it took a while. I was very much into adulthood because I can remember, I was married with children and I was like, well, when am I going to feel like an adult? When am I going to feel when am I going to feel like a woman? That's what I used to call it, a woman. But I don't think it was like one moment. I think it was a slow kind of like emerging and evolving of my own self, mm-hmm. Feeling secure enough with my own self where it didn't need to be validated. I guess maybe that's the word I'm looking for. But yeah, that's interesting. I think that there's some narrative that we need to like figure this out real like really early, but it just doesn't work like that.
What do you think, Mashala? You're the youngest of us here. Like, do you feel like you're working things out at an early age, or are you just?
Well, I'm trying to. I don't necessarily know the exact answer for, I guess, that moment where I'll finally be like, aha, this is exactly what I need. But I mean, I'm figuring it out as I go. It's funny because I have an idea of who I want to be and what I feel like I need to do in order to reach that point where I feel fully confident in myself.
Well, that's interesting because in our mindset training a couple of weeks ago, we didn't get into it in any detail, but one of the things that Stephanie brought up was that if we consciously choose an identity, let's say we say to ourselves, we are an artist or we are writers or whatnot, then by consciously choosing that identity, then we can embrace the habits that are related to that identity. You know, it's easier to embrace the habits. And do you guys feel that's true in your lives? Like what identities have you consciously embraced, and did it help you in create some habits around that identity?
Oh man. Yeah. Like I've never been an executive director before, but I've managed people, you know, and I've been a business owner, but I've never been an executive director. And I have an image, you know, a picture rather in my mind about what that means and what it looks like. And I, you know, if I can reflect on my own self, it, you know, I model it. It's easier for me to sit in the role because of that really powerful, positive picture that I have in my mind about what it looks like and what it means. And so then the behaviors follow. And, you know, and then, but then some of the things that I struggle with, you know, I have a different self-image. I don't have like a strong picture of that me in that way. And it's, and when what I'm learning is that when you don't have that image of, you know, what you want to express, it's really, really difficult to model the behavior that you want. That's what I've found. Like if you've got like negative self-talk or like a lot of, you know, fear around something, it's harder to overcome those images with behaviors that are expressing what you actually want to do. If I don't know if that made any sense. What do you think, Mashala?
Well, I noticed for me, I would choose the identities that felt easier to not have to put myself out there, just in regular situations. But I noticed that I would always get opportunities to express myself, whether it was through someone wanting me to make a speech or go to an event and meet people. And, you know, I would always break through that shyness or what was perceived as shyness and make those connections regardless. And when I really figured out that, well, I'm actually pretty good at this, I don't know if I even need to hide behind that perceived shyness anymore. Maybe I should work on becoming who I truly feel that I am, because I know that I am able to, you know, make those connections and get things done, and that I'm able to speak in front of people, which I actually found that I really enjoy making speeches.
Good. What do you think, Rennie?
Yeah. So with this whole work that we're doing and with coaching people, the coaching identity is new. And so, you know, it's like preparing presentations, like I'm doing a presentation later today on self-care and self-compassion, and I'm putting this together and I'm like, do I walk the walk? Am I, you know, self-compassionate? And so I have to think about that, because it's like, if I'm teaching it to people, am I embracing that identity for myself? And so it's just this interesting sort of like conversation I have with myself. Like, if I'm not actually like embodying this for myself, like what kind of, you know, who am I as a coach, you know? And so It is really kind of like making me choose to find affirmations to help me go through the day. You know, I didn't do that before, but I'm encouraging people to do that. And so it's like, by embracing the identity, I'm actually having to live it. And I think that that's kind of fun and exciting.
I have a question for all three of us. It's just kind of swirling around. It may be I don't know how good this question is, but I'm just going to say, I'm talking in rough draft, y'all. So in terms of identity, the identity that is like truly in this moment, like who you think you are, right? The things that you're not expressing for whatever reasons. That's the question. Like, what are the reasons? Like, what are you most afraid of? You know, like for me, I'm like the greatest, grandest version of myself in this moment right now, right? I think I would have more healthier habits. I would do more self-care. I would rest and play a lot more. I would rest and play a lot more. And so what is holding me from like expressing that? There's either some sort of belief system, there's something that I've been trying to figure out, or should I not try to figure that out and just try to, you know, allow myself to embrace that vision of me resting and playing more in my mind and then just, you know, move towards it. So I don't even think I asked a question. I just kind of shared some of my thoughts about the greatest, grandest vision of me in this moment and maybe some of the things that I'm just kind of struggling with.
I think it's easier to kind of stay on the sidelines so that people won't be able to really have that opportunity to judge you.
I think that as you get older and you kind of come into yourself a little bit more, there comes a point where you're like, can I just say this? You just say it like, I don't care what anybody else says, like, fuck it. You know, it's like, I'm just going to be me, you know, and You step into that and you're just you. And, you know, if they can't accept you, it's like what you said last week about, you know, don't cry over what somebody else is going to think. You know, I can't remember how you phrased that last week, but, you know, it's just be you. I felt like I held back a lot of my meanness for so long because I wanted to be safe and comfortable. And in the process of being safe and comfortable, I still lost everything. You know, I lost a community. I lost work that gave my life to. And because of that, I had to struggle with identity. Like, who am I really? Because when everything's kind of stripped away from you, you know, you're like, wait, I was kind to people. I worked hard. Like, why couldn't other people see that? And, you know, I think when people kind of exit your life that way, because they don't see who you are, it gives you the opportunity to really step into like your you-ness and your uniqueness and your full self in a way that you can't just playing it safe and holding back. And, you know, the people who love you, like Stephanie said last week, people who love you are going to love you and they're going to embrace you fully for being, you know, your full self. So,
yeah, here's a remedy pearl that a dear friend of mine, her name was Suzette Faith Foster. And she told me this and I never forgot it. She said, what other people think about you is none of your business. Who cares? And I was like, wow. When she said that, I was like, you know what? You know, it was hard for me to embrace that in that moment from where I was, but I was like, I'm going to believe that one day. And I'm at that day. It's truly, you know, I remember, It was something somebody wrote where, and it was in particular addressed to women. And it was like, people are going to say something to you if you're not in a relationship. People say something to you when you are in a relationship. People say something to you if you get pregnant too soon. People say something about if you get pregnant too late or you don't get pregnant at all. People say something if you get married, not get. I mean, it's just trying to please. It's just,
yeah,
it is just a lost cause. I mean, you know,
and it's exhausting and it takes a lot of energy, you know.
Yes.
And I remember, like, even though I loved my work and I loved my job, I would come home every day just exhausted. I remember talking to my dad once and he's like, well, how are you doing? And I said, I'm tired. He's like, you're always tired. And, you know, having that year to unpack that and like, why am I always tired? Because I'm like, you know, always working around like, what are people thinking about me? You know, and how can I work harder to please them? And how do I work harder to make them like me? And, you know, to respect me and to appreciate my work. And, you know, it's just, it becomes really exhausting. And you can carry that. I mean, I wish I would have like known 20 years ago that I didn't have to carry that weight. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to carry it anymore. I'm feeling very exhilarated and energized, even though I work from home a lot and I'm alone. I feel like I give all the work I do like 100%, and I, you know, I'm very happy with it. And I think that's, it's a hard place to get to, but it's also much more productive and healthier than everything that came before in my life. So
yeah. Have y'all ever heard of this phrase, expectations ruin relationships? Have you ever heard of that, Mashlo?
I probably heard something like that.
Yeah, but it's really something to unpack. Like, you know, trying to live up to the expectations of others, just like Rennie was sharing, it can just be so exhausting and kind of toxic to your, like, your body. Or on the opposite end, because I think this is what I've done, is put a lot of expectations on people. You know, which will ruin a relationship also. So yeah, being mindful of, you know, just really living into our unique, wonderfully made selves and knowing that it is just so okay. And that the people that, there are people going to get you and people that won't. It's just that simple, you know, but it doesn't take away from all the love that you are, you know, like not one bit. My mom, when she noticed that quality in me about needing to be validated a lot, she said, Stephanie, you know, you were born by yourself, meaning, you know, one at a time. Even if you're a twin, you come out one at a time. And so she said, learn how to enjoy your own company, you know, and learn how to, you know, walk to your own beat. And I think about some of the women in my life that have modeled that. I used to have a girlfriend, and she was always talking about the movies, this movie she saw and that movie she saw. And I was like, oh, one day I asked her, I said, what is it, a group of you go? She said, no, I go to the movies by myself. And I was like, what? Who does that? She was like, I do.
I said, I go to the movies by myself.
Yeah, that's what she said. I go to the movies by myself and I take myself out to dinner afterwards and I have a blast. And I was like, really? You can go to the movies by yourself? She was like, yes. She's like, I get to see exactly what I want and I enjoy it. And I was like, wow, I had never considered that you can go to the movies by yourself. Like, how silly is that? You know? And so there's a difference from, you know, being lonely and being alone. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being alone. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different mindset than being lonely.
Should we wrap up and share our remedy pearls?
Oh, I thought I shared one.
You did. Mashla, do you have a remedy pearl?
So, you know, there are two sides to that fear of being bold. And, you know, on one hand, I can think of times where I felt that it didn't help me to be as bold. But when I think about it, that's not necessarily true. It did help. Everything ended up working out exactly the way that it needed to anyways. And even afterwards, people would tell me good things about the times that I was bold enough to do something that I wanted to do. They would come back and say, oh, I really enjoyed that, even if it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out. And on the other hand, like times where I just went ahead and, you know, danced in front of people or like did something that was exciting or fun, I think about those moments, and those are some of the best memories that I have. For example, I went to a party that the university was holding at UNC. It was called the Silent Disco, and I went with a friend, and you know, our goal was just to have as much fun together as possible. And me and her, we decided to go to different groups. At the Silent Disco, you have headphones and there's three stations, and you can turn to either one of those stations and go over to a group that has the same station as you. And you could tell by the neon lights. And so we went over to one group and we were like, yeah, let's start a dance circle in this group. We turned to a channel and Beyoncé's Crazy in Love was playing. And we just went ahead, created a circle, and we started dancing, and we pulled in some people. Other people in different groups on different stations saw us, and they turned to our channel and came on over and danced. And you know, by the end, everyone was just cheering and clapping because they all had such a good time. And that was from me and my friend making that decision that we were going to start a dance circle.
Nice.
So Mashla's remedy pearl is start a dance circle. I'm in. I want to do it.
Mashla, you just need to just run down the street and go, ah!
I don't know what purpose that would serve, but
break free. Just break free.
Yeah.
And then watch how many people be like, I want to do that too. They'd be like, wow, look at her. Man, I wish I was like that.
I think my remedy pearl is what thinking about this conversation is just to encourage people to pay attention to their energy. Listen to their energy. If you are feeling drained a lot, and if you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, there's something speaking to you and about where you're at. And I think sitting with yourself and asking yourself like fundamental questions about like, you know, what gives me life? What gives me joy? What gives me energy can help maybe eliminate some of the habits that you have around, you know, that are keeping you from feeling all the positives in your life. And so just pay attention to your energy and, you know, talk to people who give you energy and, you know, kind of let go of maybe some of the people and situations that are kind of draining your energy away. That's my takeaway, my remedy pearl for the day.
Awesome.
I would love to hear people, if you're listening, leave us, find us on Facebook or YouTube and leave us a comment and tell us what your takeaway is and what your remedy pearl is, because, you know, we want to be in dialogue with you and we want to know that you're listening. So please feel free to share or ping us individually and let us know what you're thinking. I did get a text the other day from a listener who was listening to us talk about dandelion tea a couple of weeks ago. And she sent me a article link about the benefits of dandelion tea, which I thought was really funny. So, you know, let us know you're listening and, you know, share with us your thoughts on anything that we talk about, even if it's just the tea that we're drinking. That's all I want to say.
That's awesome. She heard that Stephanie wanted some information about the health benefits, and she was like, oh, I got the answer.
And I haven't sent that on to Stephanie yet. I keep meaning to do that. But
no worries. Well, so someone can tell me if my breakfast was healthy. Is a poached egg with hollandaise sauce healthy? I don't know.
We'll anyway, find out. Ladies,
enjoy the rest of your week. And we know that even though we're sharing our thoughts, it can be a little bit random. We know that the revolution actually does begin with dialogue. And you know what? I was talking to someone about 2 weeks ago, and she said, from her, I love what she said. She actually said that the evolution is what we're after. Mm-hmm. That we're evolving into higher ways of beingness as human beings. And I was like, I think I like that. But anyway, so whether you want to evolve or you want to
create a revolution.
Start a revolution. Either way, it begins with talking. It begins with talking. Really sharing meaning. So we love y'all.
And come out and see us on Juneteenth at the plant in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Join us in conversation, real up life, up close and personal.
Yes. All right. Talk to you later. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a joint podcast of Web Squared and Afrofuture Productions. For those of you interested in learning more about our work at Web Squared, you can find out more at websquared.org. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. This is our conscious conversation. We hope you'll subscribe today on your favorite podcast platform. Join the Remedy Membership Forum on Patreon to join us monthly for our members-only discussion. That's it for today. Until next week, thanks for listening. What's underneath the situation you don't realize? So let's examine with a critical eye. Put on your glasses and let it magnify the truth that lies hidden under all those lies. 'Cause everybody has nobility, and if you look beyond what your eyes can see, you'll see they're just like you and me, and now we're giving you the remedy. The remedy.